Now, we've talked a lot of things, but let's talk about the chapel that you built right next door here. How did that come about?
I wanted to do something special for Reddy Margaret. You know, 50th anniversary needs to be special. So we were driving in a motorhome. We came into the edges, a little bitty town, not near as big as Bixby is now, like about the size it was when I came here. Right at the edge of town was a little bitty chapel, and you could see it wasn't being used. It had grass growed up in the yard. We got out and looked at it. It had square windows, not Gothic windows, and the ceiling just went halfway up and then went square. I didn't know what to buy Betty Margaret for her 50th anniversary, and I thought, I'll just buy this because it wasn't being used and it would surely be for sale and have it shipped back to Bixby for the 50th anniversary. I always told Betty Margaret, I said, after all, what does a man get for his wife's 50th anniversary that's got everything? She said, I ain't got everything. You know how women are. Well, anyway, I found out who owned it. They didn't want to sell it. And it really did make me angry because they wasn't using it. They wasn't taking care of it. So I just went back out there and measured it. And this is the exact same measure, 15'6" by 8'9". But I made this with the round windows, and I made it with a cathedral ceiling. And I'm so glad they didn't want to sell it because I wouldn't have been proud of that one. Well, it was just little.
It is very, very cute. And today, people are getting married in it.
Oh, yeah. I've got one today, I think.
4 or 5 a month, maybe?
Yeah, we've had well over 100, maybe 200, 300.
What do you charge for a wedding?
$100, but the only reason we charge it all, we leave it open 24/7. The only reason we charge is we have to put heat in it. Now, it's going to be colder than hell today, so I'll probably put 2 stoves in it. It's Wednesday. Yeah, I said Wednesday on that note. Yeah.
You're amazing. Well, we could go on and forever and ever and ever, but you have given us a great slice of your life. You are indeed a fortunate man, aren't you?
I'm lucky. Life. I told you, if there's 100 men going to be shot, all of them going to be shot with one. I'd be the one that wasn't shot.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't believe I didn't win that big lottery.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Now, you're laughing, but I'm serious as a heart attack.
We just had a huge lottery about a week ago,
yeah,
and you didn't win.
How
many tickets did you buy?
Didn't buy that many.
But you just kind of knew that you'd...
I figured I would. I'll surely win the lottery before I die.
You've won a lot of lotteries in your life, and your biggest one was when you married your wife.
I must use that when I'm talking. I've won a lot of lotteries.
Yes, you have.